In Acts chapter 10, we're introduced to a man by the name of Cornelius. And the Bible tells us that Cornelius was a devout man, somebody who was devoted to God, who wanted to do what was right. But he was living, or at least believed he was living, in a dispensation that he wasn't able to do what's right because he didn't know. And after Peter had received a series of visions, Peter goes to the household of Cornelius, and Cornelius immediately begins to fall down and worship Peter. Now, Peter corrects that. He stands up and says, "Don't worship me. I'm only a man." But it's interesting, why would Cornelius want to worship Peter? Is it not to express gratitude? He knew why Peter was there, to teach him the way of the Lord more perfectly. He understood. Peter did too. And he wanted to express his appreciation. Friends, we serve an awesome God, a great God, a God who is worthy of our worship. In fact, that's what worship is. It's the state of being worthy, or the worth, the merit, if you will. And God certainly merits any praise and adoration that's due him. And further, God tells us how to worship. The most notable passage is John 4:24. When Jesus is speaking to the Samaritan woman, he says, "God is a spirit, and those who worship him must," watch that, "must worship him in spirit," that's with all of your inner being, with all of yourself, "and in truth," according to the plan or the design. The New Testament teaches us that there are five avenues of worship. All of them are found in Acts 2. There's the avenue of singing, praying, instruction, giving, partaking of the Lord's Supper. Those are ways in which we can acceptably worship God, show God's worthiness, his worth. And friends, aren't you glad that God's told us how to do it? Because when it comes to expressing gratitude, when it comes to expressing appreciation, we want to do it in a way where the person we are grateful for is enjoying it, is thankful for it, is happy to receive it. God's told us how to worship him. Friends, we don't have to do anything else. I know a lot of change agents are calling for that. Let's do it the way God wants, and genuinely express our gratitude for the great God that we serve. Thank God for godly worship.